1 Corinthians 12 chapter, verse 7 through 11. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of the miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. And to another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. That's right. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We will now have our song of preparation by our men's ensemble, followed by our sermon of the morning by the Reverend Dr. Paul Manuel Jr.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb.
All right, all right.
Now. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right.
And praise the Lord. How do you like that? Amen. Let's give God a hand for this. Minister of this church and this beautiful white woman who works laying around. Again, let's give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Reverend Brown, if you have a sermon in your back pocket, I'd be more than happy to sit down and let you call this. Let us pray. Mary had a baby. What did she name him? She named him Sweet Little Jesus Boy.
Yes, sir.
Where was he born? Born in a manger, the Savior of the world, Emmanuel. God is with us on this third Sunday as he is allowing us, those here in person on Zoom and telephone, to prepare for the birthday celebration of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Lord, we thank you. Jesus, we greet you and say Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all. I ask now that you come in order that I can be removed so that the Holy Ghost come and speak through me as I share the good news of the gospel during this Advent season. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers, for just a few minutes, I want you to pray with me on the sermon topic, gifts. Gifts. During this time of year, and one special day out of the year, and special holidays, we all get excited about gifts. As probably some are under the trees in our homes, apartment condos, on our jobs, in our office, we get excited about gifts.
Yes.
When we do things as we travel with Jesus the Christ, and he blesses us with gifts, we get excited. On this third Sunday in Advent, as he allows us to prepare for another birthday celebration of his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, that was born on a cold winter night in a stable with animals, laid on a bed of hay, and shepherds and wise men came to worship him and to present gifts of the highest gifts that the wise men could give during that time. Today, my sisters and brothers, I have been sent once again to talk about gifts. Gifts. Everybody during the season of Advent is looking for some type of gift that they will receive from family and friends. But the greatest gift that we will receive early on the fourth Sunday in this year and the 25th day of December will be a gift that the pupil in the ball of the eye cannot see. But the spirit that is within is going to become warm because the spirit of the Holy Ghost, the little child, Jesus,
yes,
is going to present us with a gift.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor this morning and with a loud voice, look at them and say, Jesus.
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 Let's try it again. We work together in unison, in unison. 1, 2, 3. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
My sisters and brothers, he is the reason for the season.
Amen.
Spiritual gifts are those gifts that money and or plastic cannot buy. That is a gift that comes from on high. And that spiritual gift is a gift that keeps us on the journey as we travel with Jesus Christ each and every day. Mm-hmm. Jesus, that little baby boy, has provided us with rain during this past week. And on tomorrow, he has sent the voice that we went through the rain all last week, but on tomorrow is going to be a sunny Advent Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This spiritual gift, Jesus, is the one that we can call on when we are not feeling our best, and he will provide for us. This spiritual gift, my young sisters and brothers, boys and girls, is the one that's going to wake you up early on the fourth Sunday in this month. And that gift is going to lead you to this house.
Yeah.
Lead you to this house.
Yeah.
You're not going to stay home all morning and open up your gifts. Because I expect to see you here on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because if we can get up early on Christmas morning, we need to come into the house and give him thanks and say, Merry Christmas, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for the gift. It's amazing to me how people claim that they don't have any gold ring me. But yet when you go out to the mall, especially on the weekends, there's no parking spaces. There's long lines. But yet gifts also need to come into the church. Mm-hmm. And there is a box that you can put your gift in, not just on Christmas morning, not just on Thanksgiving, not just on Easter, but when Jesus blesses us, hallelujah. The least that we can do, we can get up and put our gifts into the box. Because when you put the gift into the box, in return, hallelujah, he's going to bless you. Not in any form or fashion. But my sisters and brothers, we must realize during this season of Advent, if it had not been for the scene in Bethlehem, we wouldn't even have a gift. But because the baby has blessed us, then I don't know about you, but the least that I can do is to put a gift in the box.
Amen.
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 The least, as good as he has been to me and to all in this room.
Amen.
What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about, I know everybody might be going through something, but Jesus went through something all these years for us. And the reason why we can say Merry Christmas in 2022 in spite of what is going on in our faces through the media is because he has blessed us with a gift.
Amen.
And that gift,
amen,
is Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! Jesus, the bright and the morning star Jesus. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Yes.
During this season. My young people and other people, don't think because he has led you from the playground to Holy Ghost ground that you know everything. But this is a learning journey for each and every one of us. It's a time when he is allowing us to go back and reflect on the first Christmas. Look at the birth of Jesus Christ. Not in a birth fancy suite like we have today, when he blesses mothers with children. No heat in a stable with cows and animals. And they didn't lay him in a warm room. But they laid him in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Read the story for yourself. And after he got there, a star started shining bright, and it got so bright that that beautiful angel, along with her sister, said to fear not. Good God Almighty, for such is born in the city a Savior. A Savior to save the world, a Savior to save me, a Savior to save you. And his name is Jesus. Emmanuel. He's with us forever and ever and ever. And that's why Freddie and Pee Wee can tell you, when Handel wrote that masterpiece called the Hallelujah Chorus. And it got to that point in the chorus where it says, he shall reign forever and ever. It got to that point where it says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. He got up. You need to listen to the words. That's why Handel had to get up, because something moved him. He received the gift when he heard that song the first time, so he got up and he praised the Lord.
Amen.
He shall reign forever and ever. And that's why we're here today. That's why we can get gifts. That's why we can share. That's why we can write Christmas cries and send them out, because he still reigns. Forever.
Amen.
And ever. So the question is, Reverend Brown, as we move into another year, 2023, who is the giver? Who is the giver? When you talk about, I want to give to the giver, who is the giver? Do you know it? When the last time you had a little talk with Jesus?
Come on.
And sometimes we only go to Jesus when we're in trouble, when we don't feel good. But when the last time you sat down and had some coffee with Jesus?
All right.
When the last time you let him sweeten your tea? When the last time you sat down and said, Jesus, I just want to thank you for what you have done for me. Jesus, I just want to thank you for letting me sing in the choir. Jesus, I just want to thank you for having my guidance. Jesus, when the last time you called on the name of Jesus? My young people, when the last time you text him and said Merry Christmas? When the last time you got on Instagram and said I'm a child of God? When the last time you went through your school? Even though the school says, shh,
Don't talk about it again. But you was walking with your head high, out in the halls of academia, and said, "Thank you, Jesus."
Amen.
For allowing me to be here. Who is this giver? They tell me that he is a watchman. They tell me that he is a provider. They tell me that all power is in his hand. This giver, when I think about this giver, it makes me feel a certain way. This giver will make things move, open up doors when doors are closed in our face. He will feed the hungry. He will bring you out of the mark in the marriage way. He will make you find your way when you are lost. He will even raise the dead a spiritual place. Jesus, Jesus, there's nobody like him. Jesus, Jesus, this gift that I'm talking about is not under the tree. This gift that I'm talking about is Jesus. You cannot buy this gift in a mall, in a Dollar Tree, or Family Dollar. Because the gift is already with us. And because he lives, many things about tomorrow I might not understand, but one thing I do know, he holds the future in his hands. So I want to say first, Merry Christmas, Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to be able to be here during this Advent season. Thank you.
Thank you.
For allowing me to hear the songs of Zion on the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday. Thank you. For being able to stand behind the liturgists and those who lead in the service. Thank you. For being in a meeting with me during this past week. Thank you. For giving me the opportunity to do things. Thank you. When I thought all was lost, you told me to sit back, wait a minute, I'm in control. You don't need to worry about anything. Because I'm in control. And one thing, let me say this, when Jesus is in control, you can fight all you want to. But you're not going to win. Because all power is in his hand. I want to say thank you. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Thank you for all the things that you have done for me. And I need to stop when I'm too excited.
Thank you.
But it's something about the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Y'all heard that song again. Something about the name of Jesus. And when I'm riding in the car and hear the songs on 99.5 and other stations, when I look on BET to see all of the Christmas movies that they're doing this year, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All because the center is not on me, it's not on you, but it's on Jesus.
Amen.
And I still say, as good as Jesus has been to everybody in this room, on the Zoom and on the telephone, we have no choice but to put a smile on our face, to treat people the way you want to be treated, to show God's love, to start living by that commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Let the church say, amen. Trustees in the worship committee, but something has just hit me to ask me to do this.
All right.
So I hope nobody won't get mad. But today we're going to try something. While we're doing the prayer, we're going to go in sections. And starting over here, if you
call somebody's name and you want to come to the altar and pray for them,
amen. All right, yeah.
You're welcome.
All right.
So start it over here first. If you want to come to the altar, you're welcome.
My Lord.
In the meanwhile, you can call the names and start praying. Make sure that you spread out. Paul, you need to come this way. Paul. Come right here. So these leave the middle section can come. And it's more in the middle section, so we can have the 1, 2, 3, the first four rows. If you start with Reverend Brown, when they get finished, the other half can come. Matter of fact, you all can come in this middle altar right here. Those that are, anybody who wants to come. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. There's power in prayer.
Yes.
Power in prayer. You come this morning.
Amen.
Tell him what's on your heart and your mind. Tell him what you want for Christmas. Christmas. You ready? Prayer time.
Amen.
Josephine has asked that we have a special prayer for her mother. They have just rushed her to the emergency room. So we're going to pray. Well, I'm going to pray right now. Spirit of God, on this Advent Sunday, we know that through faith, prayer, and supplication, that when prayers go up, healing immediately comes down. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you go to the ER, the city of Hickory, the state of North Carolina, and touch, heal, and speak to Josephine's mother and say, I'm here. And all power is in my hand. Remind her that earth belongs to you. And remind her that what you have done in the past, you're able to do it on this very Sunday. So we lift her up to you in the name of Jesus. That's all that we know that you can do at this time, because we know that you are the one who writes the scriptures and heal in this church. So be with her, Josephine, and her entire family during this holiday and Christmas season. All these prayers and petitions, we lift them up to you this day and evermore. Amen.
God bless you. I love you. Merry Christmas.